All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Proud Mary. It's directed by Babak Najafi. The writers are Jonathan Stewart and Chris Wingle. It stars Taraji P. Henson, Billy Brown, Jahi Winston, and Danny Glover. And the synopsis is, Mary is a hit woman working for an organized crime family in Boston, whose life is completely turned around when she meets a young boy whose path crosses when a professional hit goes bad. Keith, what did you think of Proud Mary?
In the vein of being a blaxploitation film, I liked it. There were some issues with in terms of like the plot. I didn't come into it thinking the action was going to be on John Wick level, but for what it was and for what Taraji put out there, I probably would have rated it higher if John Wick hadn't come out.
I have to disagree with that a lot, but go ahead and finish your point.
Like I said, I would rate it higher if John Wick had not had come out. But at the same time, I liked it for what it was. Taraji, she's definitely pretty good in that show, but she's definitely like a leading lady and didn't take it too seriously going in. I took it as a B movie. Taking that aspect is extremely good.
So, Keith, let me ask you a question. Does it seem like a grindhouse?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what I felt like it was.
No.
Said no?
No.
No, go ahead, man. Why exactly not?
This movie is a complete and total letdown. There's pacing issues. There's a story arc issue. There's dialogue issues. And on top of that, the movie starts off kind of snappy and like kind of witty and then does nothing with that until the last 10 to 15 minutes of the movie. The whole arc of this movie is everything that Jason Statham and Liam Neeson have done several times over, much better. This movie is just saddled down with this drama about this little boy that Mary caused him to be orphaned. Why is this the whole complete focus of the movie?
What else would be the focus of the movie at that point?
Payback. What is John Wick about? Payback. What is Taken about? Payback. So on top of that, two people that were a part of the creative team for John Wick. You have the cinematographer who also did Shape of Water. And then you have the editor who did John Wick Chapter 2. How do you have those two people? The writing does not match their quality of you're getting talent from John Wick.
I mean, it's all about direction. The director not giving them direction on what they want to do, on what he wants to convey.
For the most part, it actually has the same similar beats that John Wick does. Like I said, but it doesn't have...
No, it
same
does not. John Wick's dog died.
Backtrack.
He goes on rampage. Proud Mary goes, well, I shot this kid's father. Now I have to go follow him 20 minutes and then keep him in my house for like another 30 minutes. And then,
oh my god, dude, this dude, yo, you walked into that movie theater angry,
I did not,
and pissed off.
I did not. Taraji deserves a better movie than this. You cannot dispute that.
Oh, I think she'll get a better movie after this. I think she'll get a better movie. That she can lead a movie. Do you think she can carry a movie? Yes or no?
I felt that this was better than something like Atomic Blonde.
Whoa, stop. So you're saying this is better than Atomic Blonde?
Yes.
Yes.
Was Atomic Blonde that bad?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
Atomic Blonde was pretty bad, but if you take it as a B movie, if you take it as a C movie, and like something you're gonna watch on a Saturday night after you eating a hot dog late night or something like that, that's how you can take Atomic Blonde. I mean, you wouldn't spend money on it.
Yeah, I saw Atomic Blonde. I was gonna say it wasn't terrible, but it also wasn't great at all.
Man, Atomic Blonde also had story problems because again, they try to start it off like this really edgy type of movie and does nothing with that. Nothing. And this movie has the same problem that it starts off like it's going to be cool. There's really only three action scenes in this whole entire movie. Three. And nothing happens.
Right. That's about right. Maybe three or four.
Nothing happens.
And disagree. A ton of shit happens, dude.
No. What is the point?
Okay. Barry, you were purposely missing over the majority of the plot.
The whole entire plot is a lot of drama about this little boy and who this little boy knows. That was a Jason Statham movie.
I'm not saying it's original at all. It's not original. The plot of this movie, very beginning of the movie, she kills a guy. Turns out the guy has a son. Fast forward a year later, which it says 1 year later, this boy is working for a pretty scumbag drug dealer and living on the streets. He's got a hard life, getting jacked up and everything. Taraji takes him in after he gets hurt. So now she feels responsible for him. So in order to try to make things better for him, she goes to talk to the drug dealer and shit happens. Namely, she ends up killing everybody there.
And that was super anticlimactic.
No,
that was anticlimactic.
To a rival family. And that's where the problem comes from. That's where all the problems come from. And the movie is about her trying to fix it.
All right, quick question. Without spoiling anything. All right, so you said she's trying to fix the problem. does the fact that she killed the boy's father ever end up playing another role in the movie?
Towards the very end.
Towards the end.
All right.
You have The Equalizer. Much better movie than this. Same plot.
Yes, better movie.
Same plot. Much better director.
Hold on. No, hold on. I mean, yes, you're right. Plot similar, but he doesn't.
You got the Russians.
There's no emotional investment in this.
Yeah, but The Equalizer, Denzel, does
that. Emotional investment.
Doesn't Denzel make up like 50% of why that movie's probably better already?
It's the same plot. The problem is the execution.
Let me make sure I'm understanding this. Black exploitation crime drama. The hit woman taking her Mark's fucking son under her wing because of guilt.
For killing her father and leaving the boy in a bad situation. He's basically running drugs for somebody and he ended up getting owned by a drug dealer.
What Keith is not describing is the 45 minutes of drama in between
the first
scene.
20 minutes, Barry.
The first 20 minutes? What is in between?
Do you think they were trying to make this The Professional?
What they were trying to do. John Wick for the single mother.
This is not John Wick.
Okay, look, the way you're describing it and the way Bear's describing it, there's no way in the world John Wick.
This is not John Wick.
Like Professional.
This is Atomic Blonde.
The Professional is more drama.
This is a drama movie first, action second.
That's why I said The Professional. Right,
which The Professional was.
This is not on the professional level.
Well, you think they were trying to get that same feel?
Possibly.
No, they weren't.
Possibly.
No, it was this whole crime family, this crime drama, it like wrapped around. Like, they kind of touched on the whole criminal organizations that were going on. At some point, I almost expected it to pull out a coin or something and pay for something. You got the mysterious hitman, this organization that she belongs to, that's part of a much larger organization.
That has no rules. That's why John Wick works.
Yeah, but she broke the rules by killing the drug dealer, right?
So is it more so that it's trying to be like John Wick, or is it more so they're trying to tie in like a mafia Godfather type flair to it?
The thing is that what we are describing, what we are describing, what Keith is interpreting from this movie, and what I interpreted that this is a drama. There's all, boy, you need to sit down. You need to do this. That is that whole entire 45 minutes. And there's really only four scenes that have action in it. The next problem is that you have the editor from John Wick. And there's a lot of scenes. I'm like, hold on. Like, what just happened? Like, why did the perspective change? There's problems with this movie.
I am saying that this is a movie worth paying money to go see. Don't go there expecting some Godfather, or don't go in there expecting John Wick level action scenes or anything. It's an entertaining movie. Got Taraji in it. If you like Taraji and Empire, she's basically the same character, or very similar to that character. I mean, she pretty much plays it herself.
It's an escort movie.
And it's almost like a grindhouse feel to it, in that it just kind of eschews any not, like normal, like in-depth.
It's not witty enough to be a grindhouse movie. The writing is not snappy enough.
Oh my God. All right.
So Barry, so you don't think it's going to be a grindhouse movie? Do you think it could be a cult film?
No. It's a cult film to the people that want it to be.
Well, damn, man. Oh man, I'm expecting a zero from you. God, I was expecting this zero. Shit.
All right, so let's get the scores. Let's just wrap this up. Keith, what score would you give Proud Mary?
Yeah, she said 10. Fuck. How about that? Huh? Tired of your shit. All right, I give it a 6.5. I thought it was an enjoyable film. All right, and don't go in there looking for like in-depth plot or anything, fucking Shakespeare or something like that. It does what it sets out the comics. You know, in fact, she's probably the only woman in the entire movie.
No, Danny Glover's wife.
She was like in it for like a couple minutes. Danny Glover's wife, and then there was a saleswoman in that.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just her and a bunch of just dudes. And it's basically the John Wick vibe I got from it was that the way that the organizations, and they don't sit there and take the time to explain how the organizations work. It's kind of like in John Wick, it just was. Kind of left to pick up and understand how their world worked. So I enjoyed the film. I enjoyed it. I thought the action scenes, the few of them there were, I agree with Barry, there were only a handful of action scenes in it. I thought it was good. I thought Taraji was excellent. I thought the chemistry she had with that kid was pretty decent. Again, it is not groundbreaking. It's been done before, but it was an enjoyable film from that perspective.
All right. So I'm going to say that the trailers do this movie a disservice. It sells a movie that does not exist. Because the movie that this is a drama. This is not worthy of Taraji P. Henson's time. Even though she executive produced this. This movie gets a 3. Because again, the trailers oversell a movie that is...
This sounds so familiar.
John Wick-esque. Some level below that. And it is not that. It is not this that. The same so way familiar. The Atomic Blonde was not that either. The same thing.
No, Tom Blonde's pretty bad.
You giving me fucking flashbacks, man.
Flashbacks for what?
Mother.
Well, that's a totally different movie, James.
This is no way.
No. With the trailer. The trailer puts out something, you think it's something, and then when you get this, something totally different.
That's what a I'm lot saying. Of movies.
So what do you expect the movie to be?
Me? Like, I expected this movie
to be a full-blown action film?
Or? I expected this to be an action film. So in any of these movies like this, that kid, that escort, well, hey, I need to bust you somewhere, let me say some dialogue to you, and kill some bad guys. But what you get is 45 minutes about, well, I grew up in Jamaica Plains, I didn't have a mom, my mom died. I'm like, yo, just get with the action.
Does she have a train boy?
Oh, my God.
No, this is not The Professional. This is not the femme nikita. Now,
the boy already knows how to handle a gun.
Keith is correct.
What I'm saying is, since she doesn't teach it like killer, then...
This movie is not worthy of being released as a wide release movie. This is a straight to DVD movie.
What the fuck? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're saying that this movie does not have enough worth for it to be released?
No. Not as a wide release movie.
Okay, I have a question for both of you. Okay? This one's for Barry.
Okay.
Barry, better actor. Taraji P. Henson, Will Smith.
Taraji?
Do you really believe that she can act?
Yes. She has acting
skills. She has range.
Yeah.
I think she can act. We hear her from Baby Boy to something like Benjamin Button, but it's kind of a change.
She has range. Will Smith does not have range.
And Keith, this is a question for you. Barry, you can answer this too. The fight scenes in this, the action sequences, are they better than Dark Tower?
Yes.
Wow.
Dramatically better than Dark Tower.
The last action scene that basically ends the movie, which, again, the story arc for the movie was just weird.
Did you not follow it?
Why is it weird? Because, so they play in the trailer the Proud Mary song. The movie starts off with a different song, and then you don't have any more music, any more licensed music, except for like one song with Danny Glover dancing with his wife, or trying to. And then all of a sudden, Proud Mary starts to play, and she's going like a killing rampage. But what happened in between that? Drama. Forced drama. It starts off kind of like, oh, wow, this might be like a great action film. And then you get this drama. You get more drama. You get more drama. A little bit of action. More drama, more drama, more drama. And then the action scene. And what you get is gravel mouth Danny Glover chewing up scenes.
Over this shit.
So this movie is just basically an hour in the middle of nothing. Do you agree? What happens in the middle of the movie?
Disagree.
Neil McDonald's in this movie. For all of like three scenes.
Just get smoked.
And there's no point for him to even be in this movie entirely. So again, those are that three or four action scenes. But this is supposed to be a hit woman.
You're pissed off because... Oh, no, you're pissed off. You didn't like the movie because it didn't continue as you thought it should go. Go ahead. Like, I mean,
the trailer for this movie...
Maybe I'm lost.
The trailer for this movie advertised something that did not exist.
What was it advertising?
It was advertising that Proud Mary is a hit woman. Right. She can showcase her skill and be better than anybody in the room. With John Wick, you know that this movie is only in one way that John Wick is going to destroy everybody. John Wick 2, same thing. They piss him off. Time to go ahead. Like, let's destroy everybody. This movie is like, oh, well, I killed somebody's father. Now I'm just going to follow this little boy around for a couple of scenes.
Oh, dear Lord.
I do agree with Barry on this one aspect. If you watch the trailer, like I'm watching the trailer right now as we're doing this podcast, it does kind of play off of it being an action film and that's it. But movies
what
do
that.
What you
get is Atomic Blonde.
Like, Mother got my ass. I understand Barry's frustration if he sees it as something totally different.
Taraji and the action scenes that she's in help make that movie. But that little boy being the focus of the movie, being in too much of the screen time of the movie, and then the drama surrounding his background is where the problem comes into play. The writing is not good. The story arc is not good. And there's too many scenes of, well, let's drive up unknown warehouse. Well, let me go grab this. Let me go talk to somebody. Let me get hop in my car again. Let me go back to the same warehouse again. How much of the movie is that, Keith?
That is nowhere near as much part of the movie as you think it is.
It is. It is.
Not even a little bit.
It is. It's like I drive to my apartment, I drive back to the warehouse, I drive back to my apartment, talk okay, to the kid.
So why did Neil McDonough's character die then?
Well, because they wanted to make it seem as if they took care of a problem with the Russians because Mary initiated a problem. Mary caused a problem. Right. She was using his death to cover it up.
It sounds like the plot was structured enough to get the film going, right?
Plot is weak. Being connected to the crime boss of another family, the whole entire plot is weak. You have Mary and the guy Tom having some background. Like, it's just really unimportant to the whole entire movie because he just needs to be there to initiate the fact that he knows the little boy's background. Danny Glover dies super anticlimactically. There was no tense situation. He just dies. And dude, Tom, who is his son, just runs up to him and puts a coat over his head.
Okay.
You guys can see if you want to. This is my opinion. And
I would say we need another opinion. We need somebody else.
I would say you need someone to go with it. Because, like, Barry is telling you some straight up bullshit.
I'm going to try to go see it this week. Shit,
huh? Telling you the movie that you are getting. Keith is advertising something else.
Not advertising.
I said he'll go see it as well. So both of us will check it out.
I mean, we definitely need another
again. The cinematographer.
Could be deliberately obtuse in this, though.
How do you have the cinematographer from John Wick and the editor and do nothing with that? The story lets that whole movie down.
Like I said, Keith, I just watched the trailer and it does push an action movie.
Actually, it was definitely a lot of action in it.
It's an hour.
You know how they could have fixed
that. Hold on, you said
problem.
Definitely a lot of action. There's four action
let's
scenes.
Let's backtrack. The movie is 88 minutes long.
But you know how they could have fixed that movie. Issue? I don't know what the relationship between Mary and the boy was. Well, you said your chemistry was pretty good, Keith?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in my opinion, yes.
No.
Fuck's sake,
All right.
You were just like...
The chemistry was okay. Let's just say okay.
It's forced. Right,
chemistry was okay. So it should have been like just a dialogue between them saying something like, I got your back. Like her saying some shit like that.
No.
Just a scene like that would just kind of put in the drama element.
Here's everything. Stay in the apartment. Don't go into my room. Here's some eggs.
Right. I mean, if they would just put something like that into the trailer, it would have sufficed the drama element.
They were trying to play up this whole another angle, and that is Mary herself is single, no kids, but she starts to develop motherly instincts with the kid.
Yep.
Okay. That's the whole reason why the boy was so far into it, and that's what they were playing off of.
It does not need
Which
that.
Which is why I say it's coming.
It does not need that. What it needs...
Oh, my God.
Is to eliminate
that. It's part. Going for a specific target.
Eliminate that part. Eliminate that background with Tom and Mary and gun rampage.
Come on now. What female-oriented film is not going to have at least the one negative dude in her life where you got some guy who's held up and that is what that dude Tom was?
That's fine, but they do too much with that.
All right, we need more opinions.
But let me ask you one more question. Was she believable as an assassin?
When there are action scenes, yes.
Yeah, she was pretty good. She was pretty good in those action scenes. She put the work in, but there wasn't enough.
But the action scenes are short, except for the last one.
Do you think that there may end up being a sequel?
Probably.
Yeah.
Proud Mary grossed less than $10 million. Budget is $14 million. So it will
make
its
money back. I mean, it may not get a lot of overhead, but it'll make its money back.
No, because what happened is when it comes out on Blu-ray, people catch wind and start actually watching it. It'll probably sell in.
It'll probably make sales that way, yeah.
It will likely get a sequel.
If anything, if the movie's as bad as Barry says, it's going to make his money back just off of Taraji P. Henson's name. So she has a pretty large fan base.
Well, she's not large enough if it's only made $10 million.
Tetra, I didn't really see many trailers for it either.
I don't think it was well promoted, to be honest with you. No, I didn't see that much either. Not even online. Like, I didn't see the presence of it like I see other movies.
They did do a very poor job. And I don't watch a lot of TV, but I didn't see it out there. I didn't see any billboards. I didn't see any ads in magazines or anything like that, or pop-ups on websites. I didn't see enough of that. I knew the movie was coming out, and that's pretty much it. But yeah, like, we need some other opinions on it. It's not anywhere on the level of the movie that it should be. Hire me and the Beast Game, Taraji. I will get you Proud Mary 2, the movie that you deserve.